You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me ask you a question about your phone. When you bought your latest phone,
yeah,
did you pay for the insurance kind of thing?
I didn't.
Yeah, I never have done that.
I never do. I slap a hardy case on it and hope for the best. You know, I don't want to pay that insurance every month. And it seems like by the time something does go wrong, the phone is, you know, maybe a year or two old. And then it's just like, I'm just going to get the upgrade. I'm just going to trade in and get a new one. But it is kind of funny. Like, if you think about it, at this point, we've probably all had at least 5 to 10 maybe different cell phones for as long as they've been around now. And I would imagine a very large majority of you have broken your phone somehow. Smashed a screen, dropped it in the toilet, you know, done something to it. And that's going to be the basis of this topic this morning. We want to know, how did you jack up your phone? You can call us or text us, 303-691-1649. About a month ago, I got a funny phone call from my mom from a landline because she said, how do you get the screen to turn back on, or can you just go get a new screen on your phone? I was like, what did you do, Mom? And she said, well, there was a little crack starting up in the top right corner, and I thought I had one of those screen protectors on it. So what I did is I just started peeling it back, you know, trying to get that screen protector off so I could put a new one on.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a screen protector on it. Turns out
was she
just
peeling off then?
Peeling all the glass off the front of the phone. And she just kept going at it. You know, she's watching TV or doing something, trying to get that screen protector off. And next thing you know, she's like just ripped the entire front of the phone off.
She's like an animal.
There's no going back from that. You're going to have to go get a new phone. You have completely jacked it up. I'm sorry. What a bonehead. That's such a mom move, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then she was instantly like, oh, yeah, her nails must be, she must be taking her beta carotene.
I have cracked a screen before, and my friends gave me endless grief because I kept that phone for about a year afterwards. And I'd pull my phone out when we were out like a happy hour or something. And they're like, would you just go get a new phone? Because it was that kind of thing. And people who've cracked a screen like severely like I had know what I'm talking about, where you have to hold it at a certain angle, or you have to hold it up, or you have to turn it like this to be able, or you have to scroll to be able to read certain things because they might show up there at the crack and you can't read them. And it was so ridiculous. And I went a year like that before I finally went and got a new phone.
Yeah. And you look at
but
those,
I don't
you're
have
wondering
a good
how
story
you're not,
of how I cracked it. And that's what we're after.
Yeah, on those screens, too, you're wondering how you're not like slicing up your finger. You know, you're cutting your index finger as you're doing it. A bunch of them came rolling in on Facebook because I did post this early this morning. Ron says, I was working on my car and the engine was running. I was using the little flashlight app to look down into the engine compartment. It slipped out of my hand, hit the fan of the engine that was going. He says it blew it to pieces. Oh, probably jacked up your car a little bit too, Ron. Gabby says, I went tandem skydiving. I was taking selfies on the way down. The instructor pulled the chute. The force of the lift caused my phone to come out of my hand and drop thousands of feet. She says, I never did find it. He'll give you one more, and I wonder
how
many.
What a great story!
That's a great story, and you kind of hope the video was running as it's going down, you know? And I wonder how many people have done this, like Katie. She says, I was fighting with my boyfriend. I was so angry, I grabbed my phone and threw it at him. He ducked, and it hit the wall. It left a dent in the wall and smashed the screen to pieces. She ends by saying, I lost a phone and a boyfriend that day.
And a boyfriend.
That's from Sweet Katie. Thank you for writing.
Sydney is texting us. Our text line, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Sydney says, my purse fell over in the street as I was unloading groceries. And my phone slid out of my purse and down into the sewer grate.
What are the odds? Like a perfect shink. It's like a quarter in a vending machine. What? That's
303.
What? It's that whole question, too. Like, if you're out and you drop your phone in a porta potty, like, say you're at this little event at the Tivoli tonight or whatever, and there's a porta potty out there, and you drop your phone there into the crapper. Do you fish it out?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. That phone is dead to me.
That's a $1,000 phone.
Have you looked down into the bottom of
it? Yeah, I know, but you can clean anything and you can take a shower. I would fish it out.
That is a stink that is not coming off, my friend. you can't wash your phone off.
You can clean it.
Can you imagine holding that up and talking to somebody after that? It'd be stinky.
You know, before you clean it off, hand it to somebody, say, hey, will you take this call for me?
Hey, can you take a picture of me real quick?
Anna from Aurora says, left my phone on top of my car, drove away.
Yep.
Long gone. She goes, even worse, I did that with my car keys about 6 years ago. I like her postscript. She goes, maybe someday I'll learn to not put stuff on the top of my car.
Stop doing that.
Don't do that. Where's the one about the bra?
Monique, I believe.
Is that it?
I had it tucked into my bra when I got on the ride Shipwreck Falls at Elitch's. I got off the ride and was running to try to miss the giant splash, and the phone slipped out of the bottom of my shirt and down into the water ride. That was that. Gosh, so many coming in. Lindsay says she dropped it in the foot bath while getting a pedicure. That's pretty good. A lot of dog stories. Here's one. Tina says my father-in-law's dog got a hold of it and chewed it to pieces. That was one mean pug.
Denise from Littleton is one of the many who was, she says, during her college days, doing a little bit of drinking, and down into the toilet it went. You know,
there we go.
I bet toilet is like number one, maybe.
Right. That's one you could probably fish out. I'm out with the porta potty outside, but a toilet, I'm going in after it.
Okay.
Throw it in a little rice, you're good to go.
Let's take one call, and then we'll go back to some other messages. Maria, thanks for being patient. Thanks for calling Dom and Jeremy.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So what happened? Where were you? What's the story?
So I was, I used to live in Florida, and I used to take a morning stroll. And one morning, I was on the phone with a friend, and somehow I dropped it. And right as I dropped it, this big wave came.
The timing was perfect.
Mm-hmm. It was perfect. And so it just took my phone, and believe it or not, I threw myself in the water, clothes and everything.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
I retrieved my phone.
You did?
Hmm. Took it apart. That was the end of it.
Oh, that's it.
Could not put it in right. Nothing. It just died right.
It was sad.
Right there.
Well, at least you got a nice dip in, you know.
Yeah.
You were able to take a little swim. Maria, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
What else we got?
Okay. Kira says, hi, I dropped my phone on the street in downtown right before a fire truck peeled out of the station, and the fire truck ran over my phone, totally shattered it. She says, but surprisingly still worked for about a week. That came in on text. What brand of phone is that?
A text with no name on it. This text says, Dom, there is no cleaner strong enough to clean a porta potty phone.
Absolutely. It's not, like I said, that stink is there forever.
It's $1,000. If you're going to tell me that you can't suck it up and wash your hands.
Worth it. Kim wrote in. She says, I had a pink flip phone named Barbie. It was a Barbie phone. She was at Boulder Reservoir, backed up a trailer to put a boat on the lake, I'm assuming, and had put Barbie on the back of our Suburban. It fell off when I pulled the boat out of our water. It's at the bottom of the Boulder Reservoir now.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to go back to the porta potty because my mind keeps sticking with this. So let's say your phone's $1,000.
Yep.
And you drop it in a porta potty. If somebody else retrieved it and cleaned it off, would you use the phone, or you're just saying you'd never use it again?
It's done forever. It's
because I'm thinking that is... If somebody's like, well, I'm not going in there, I would say, well, for $500, I'll do it. I'll get it for you. That would save you $500 of what you'd pay for a new phone. That could almost be a business. People are like, I'll retrieve your cell phone from porta potties for a few $100.
Who are you, like Steve-O? That's gross, man. That's so gross.
Of course it's gross. I'm not saying it's not
gross. I can't think
of
a more horrific place to be.
I agree.
Well, I can, but that's like in the top But five.
For $1,000, I can get over it for $1,000.
Oh, thank you. Lisa just wrote in. She says, I drive a concrete truck, and my friend dropped his phone in a pump. It's now under an apartment complex. Like, what is that buzzing?
Somebody has got a long story here about
so
dropping a phone
ones.
In a porta potty in Sturgis. Were they there for the big motorcycle rally? Is
that's that a porta potty you definitely don't want to go into. It's Sturgis.
Thought it fell along the side of the commode as we heard it vibrating when we called it. let me see if this story has a payoff. We tried calling the company who services them, couldn't get a hold of anyone, so we tried to pry the walls off. And nothing. The next morning, the company came. They were not happy with what we did. But long story short, it was inside the hole and not on the side. Oh.
Oh, so it was down in there.
So all that. So they took apart the porta potty.
I can see where that would be frowned upon. Yeah.
It was still down in the poopy.
Cameron said, I'd pay $5,000 before I'd put a potty phone up to my face. So he'd pay $5,000 for a phone before he'd put a poop phone onto his face.
But it doesn't. The poop doesn't stay on there. You can clean it off, and you can clean it with those. Like,
I don't know. Like, look at the in the little speaker holes and the power port there.
No, it's $1,000.
All right, whatever.
I'm telling you, that's a business model right there. I'll retrieve your phone for X amount of dollars.
And there's got to be a tool that you can, like, fish down in there with a little claw on it to grab
it
and pull it out.
Something.
You know, you're not getting down in there.
Haven't you seen those long stick things with the claws that people use to pick up garbage?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get in there with one of those.
It's like those guys at Chick-fil-A that time where I was handing them cash and I dropped it and it went between my car and the drive-thru window. So, you know, you can't open your door to get it, right?
Yeah.
And that kid at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru was like, we got this.
I got this.
Have one of those claw things because so many people do that. And he just stuck the claw out the window, went and got the $10 bill or whatever, pulled it up.
Piece of cake. But that bill wasn't covered in turds.
Was not in it. It didn't have Sturgis poop on it.
That's the worst kind there is.
Get your motor running. Head out to the porta potty.
Yuck.
That's crazy. Thank you for all. We cannot get to all the texts,
so
but thank you
many.
To everyone
thank you,
who is sharing with us.